Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed very grateful unto you for this opportunity you have given unto us to gather in your presence this, even for this midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for the abundance of your blessings we received in the services on Sunday, Lord, right from the Sunday school. Thank you very much for your keeping power, your protecting power, your saving power, your meeting our needs in diverse ways, Lord. We are grateful unto you for ordering our footsteps to church this evening. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for the holiday your people enjoyed and the students. We appreciate you, Lord. Father God in heaven, we thank you for the song service and the song leading. O God, we pray that you replenish our brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be with everyone at the post of duty, the deacons and the trustees, O Lord, our God. Father, we thank you very much. For our Passover there in Dublin, we'll be finishing and rounding up any moment from now. May you bring him back home safely to us, Lord. Thank you very much, Lord, for your servant that has been in the mission field for the past 3 weeks, O Lord. Your wonderful grace upon his life, O Lord. Using that gift of God in him, Heavenly Father, to be a blessing unto your people. We thank you for the testimony of deliverances you wrought to Lord our God. Souls that were saved, Heavenly Father. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, healings that you wrought to Lord in diverse ways. We say, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for giving good health all through the period. There was no cause for emergency call. Lord, God of glory, you watch over his family. You took care of the church. You answer prayers on his behalf. You answer his prayer on our behalf. We appreciate you. Wonderful Father, we commit us into your mighty able hands. May you be gracious unto us, Lord. Father, have mercy upon each one of us. May there be no sin anywhere, O Lord, that we want to stand against the blessing you have in store for us this evening. Our God and our Father, may you bless the saints across the nation, O Lord, wherever they are gathered. Father God in heaven, the bereaved family, O Lord, our God, here and there, may you comfort their hearts, O Lord. Mighty God in heaven, we pray that you will be with us in the hour of prayer. May you anoint each and every one of us. Every needs and every desire that are presented and are here, may they be met, O Lord. May those desires be granted according to your will in the name of Jesus. O Master, may you save the lost ones, O Lord. May you baptize souls with Holy Ghost, O Lord. May you refill and take the saints to higher heights, O Lord. May there be no feeble in our midst at the end of this service. Speak, Lord, for your children are listening. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church this evening in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're welcome, sir. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our Bibles. We're going to read two places from two places. First, we'll read from Psalm 46, and then we'll go to Psalm 119. Psalm 46. We'll read verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 119. Verse 59. I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. Shall we please be seated? Praise the Lord. This evening, by the grace of the Lord, we want to look at a sermon before us. The prophet preached it 3 times. As I thought on my way, then he preached thinking on our ways, and then another time he preached as I thought on my way. ways. So I want us to look at the one of 59:08-14. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this scripture we read, our prophet made us to know that David, that the clergy and the historians, they believed that David wrote these psalms when he was in trouble. Praise the Lord. David cried unto the Lord in his hour of troubles. As I thought on my ways, I turned my feet to their testimonies. But Abraham said, Saul and his men. Please. Paragraph 7, I believe. Let me see. Paragraph 14. Paragraph 14. David cried out unto the Lord because Saul and his armies, they were watching the house of Saul, I mean of David, to kill him anytime. I want us to listen very well. What did David do? Let me read. And he knew that when he went out, are you there? Paragraph 7, after the scripture reading. Paragraph 14, after the scripture reading. And he knew that when he went out of the door in daylight, there might be a spear or a dart or an arrow driven through his back or between the buckler pieces on his shoulder, on his shield, or his breast. Prophet said, I can see David walking back and forth, pacing every step, wringing his hands like that, because he was in fear, because anything can happen to him at any time. It wasn't easy for him at all. Jittery, like that. But I said, he was pacing back and forth, up and down in the floor, wringing his hands, walking to and fro in his house, for he was in trouble. May God help us. Let me read this from same psalm, but another one. Thinking on our ways. God has not promised any believer to go through without troubles. Amen. We thank God for our message. We thank God for Christianity. That Christian, we are not immune from troubles. But listen to the prophet. But he has promised grace sufficient to take care of these troubles. That is the God we are serving. Our God has never failed at any time. He will not fail. If it's true for the people of old time, he's still standing for us today. Because why? Christianity is not a bed of roses. God always make a way of escape. That is what thrills my heart, is to know that his grace is sufficient. Oh, hallelujah. All of our debts and troubles and frustrations, whether in the valley or in the mountain, he knows about it. He promised to make a way out. Hallelujah. God has promised to see us through. That is just as much as we could ask of him, knowing that he knows the way. God knows the way.
Whatever you are passing through, He knows the way. But let me give you a scripture that will comfort our heart. Psalm 118 verse 6 says, God, the Lord is on my side. I shall not fear what man can do to me. Amen. We are serving a God of reality. Praise God. The Lord is on my side. As long as the Lord is on your side, there is no way for any time for us to be fearful. What did David do that caused this? That Saul sent his army to watch over him. Any moment, any time he comes out like this, let them kill him. What did he do? That's why he wrote Psalm 59. May God help us. What did he do? He didn't have any fault against David, against Saul. He didn't sin against Saul. There was no iniquity committed against Saul. Only one thing. Because all is well. Because remember that David was a man after God's own heart. Are you there? Yes, David was a man after God's own heart. One day, his father, being the last born of the father, eight of them, he was taking care of the sheep. And one day, the father called him. He sent him to the brothers. Go and look for your brothers. How are they faring? They were in the war front. Israel and the Philistines. Or Israel versus the Philistines. And when he got to the war front, just at that time, Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, came out and was making bold as usual for 10 good days. But David came at the right time. And when he made the same statement to defy the armies of the living God, remember, Israelites were circumcised. They were the people of God. But because they had left God, then they came into trouble. When God has promised that, look, you know, your enemies will flee away from you. May God help us, church. This time around, he boasted for 10 good days. But this time around, he made the same boasting when David was around. Brother Ram said, he made that boast to a wrong person. Are we there? Now, when he had this, he asked the people, what will be done to the man that will kill this uncircumcised Philistine? When his eldest brother had Eliab, this statement said, you are too stubborn. With who did you leave those few sheep? David said, is there no cause? Why should you allow this uncircumcised Philistine to defy the armies of the living God? I will go and fight him. A young man like that, and he had been in the presence of the Almighty God. He has had experience. Praise be to God. And in a nutshell, they took him to Saul. Saul tried to discourage him, but he said, listen to your servant. Let no man fear this uncircumcised Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. He gave his testimony of how God gave him to kill a bear and a lion. He said, the God that made me and delivered me from the paws of the lion and the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. That is the same God we are serving today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, tried to put all his armor on him. He could not move. But he went with his sling shot and five smooth stones. And so, armored himself with coat of mail and a thick helmet of brass that if any stone should hit it, it will turn to pieces. But the only place that was open on the face of Goliath, when David by faith released the stone, the Holy Ghost directed that stone straight to the forehead of Goliath. That is the God we are serving today. Like play. The Philistines thought that, you know, their champion was warming up. Because the stone hit his forehead now, he was just doing like this, just doing like this, just doing like this. But when he saw that, no, he fell down. And he went, removed his sword from him, and cut off his head and raised it up. Then the Israelites could now follow their enemy. Praise be to God. After this, in a nutshell, the story is long. The women came out when they returned back to Israel. That Saul killed his thousands, and David has killed his 10,000. That was all. The women were singing with innocent heart. Are you following me? But Saul didn't like that. The Bible said that, you know, he became jealous of that statement. What is the next thing now? Before you to take the kingdom. David was not after the kingdom. But remember, he was already anointed of God to be king. Because why? God has already rejected Saul to be king, because Saul rejected God in disobeying the commandment of the Almighty God. So God has taken the kingdom of your hand and has given it to a neighbor that is better than you. Remember, we want to remind ourselves, jealousy is of the devil. Envy is of the devil. What is next? And the Bible said the next verse that Saul started eyeing David from that day on. And it was after his life. So he planned all he knew how to plan to give him his daughter to be his wife, so that his own hand will not be upon David, but the hand of the Philistine will be upon David. May God help us. Praise the Lord. He tried the first time. Then, when he found out, Milcah loved David. Then he said, okay, Milcah will be a snare unto David. He said, I don't need any dowry from you. Just go and get me 400 pieces of the foreskin of the Philistines. The Bible made us to know. He thought. Evil thought is of the devil. He thought to make David to die by the hand of the Philistines. But the thing is this, until God is true with you, nothing can take away your life prematurely. We will come to repeat, because there is power in repetition. God, the Lord is on my side. I shall not fear. What can man do unto me? No man can do anything against you. The word of God is the word of God. The angel of God and camera. Listen, wherever you are standing, whatever you are doing, your business. Look, God knows how to take care of you as a child of God. You don't think on your ways and know that, you know, my way is right before the Almighty God. Nobody can stand against your promotion in your place of work. That one is certain. God has his own appointed time in whatever he's doing. May God help us. Praise the Lord. So God knows all that you are passing through. Amen. This little time. So he tried by all means. He himself even tried to hit David with the javelin in his hand. To hit David and smite him to the wall. First time, second time. Because of this now, when David escaped the first time, second time, the Bible said he was afraid of David. Let me say this, your enemy will always be afraid of you. No matter what they plan against you, it will never work. It will not work now, because God is on the Lord is on my side. I shall not fear. What can man do unto me? What can man do unto you? Praise the Lord. May God help us. Listen to the prophet. David was in trouble. And usually, it is when men are in trouble that they turn to God. I've had many people laugh and say, there is no God. But when they get in trouble, that is the first thing they think of doing, is calling on God. What are you having God is something? Okay. God bless you, child. Listen. a noted infidel, Bob Ingersoll. It is said that when he was in the hospital room dying, and he knew that he was going to go out of this life soon, when death struck him, he screamed and said, "Oh God, if there be a God, have mercy upon my soul." It was too late. May God help us, church. May we not allow it to be too late for us. You hear sermon upon sermon upon sermon. Think on your ways and turn your testimony and turn your feet to the testimony of God. The testimony of God is the word of the living God. Bob Ingersoll, he advised his children not to go the way he went as an infidel, but to go the way of their mother. Because the mother was a Christian. Church, may God help us. Praise the Lord. You will think in some time or other. But the man said, you may say big words. But he said, but when death strikes you on the face, you will talk truth. God help us. Listen to this testimony here, this story here. Some years ago, I was talking to the judge of our city. And he's a good friend of mine. He comes up to my church once in a while. And I was down there to see about a young boy who has stolen a car. And his mother laid on my steps nearly all night. Remember a young boy. Are we there? Boys and girls, listen to this testimony. And the next morning, she said, "Brother Abraham," she said, "George will listen to you." She said, ask for mercy for my son. Well, that was the least I could do, is to go to the judge, ask for mercy for the boy. And the next morning, I went down to the office, and I knocked on the door, and a man opened the door, and he said, "The judge is busy." I said, "All right, tell him I would like to see him in a few moments." He heard my voice. He said, "Come in, Brother Abraham." And he said, "What can I do for you?" In the other sermon, Robert says, he asked the other people that were with him to excuse him. And they left. And Robert said, he told him the story. And I gave him the story. He said, "Brother Abraham, that boy is not his first time. This is about 5 times for him. He has been stealing. But this time now, he was to be jailed the following morning. So the night before, the woman, the mother now, ran to the prophet. Prophet said, "This judge, he always come to the church whenever he's around sometimes." And he told him, "George, this boy has been stealing 5 times now." And I said, "But George," he told me, "if you will give me one more chance, he will come up to church and come to Sunday school and make a report every Sunday." Can you imagine? He said, "Brother Abraham, every man that I have to sentence to penitentiary is going to be a preacher until he gets out." That is the way it is. We try to make God all kinds of promises when we are in trouble. But when we get out of trouble, then we forget all about him. Brothers and sisters, that is human being. May God help you. May God help me. God wants us to stay with our promise. I will do this. Make sure you mean it from the depth of your heart. Children, you are here. Not all of you are here now. Maybe if God leads me, I might repeat it on Sunday. Let me give you this little testimony about my grandson sitting down there. JJ, as you normally, we normally call it. 3 weeks ago, I brought out my bag. I was looking for some money I wanted to give somebody. So, $2,000 I dropped on the floor. I didn't know. And then, that night, we stayed together on the same bed. So, the following morning, when we woke up after family altar, it was to dress the bed as usual every morning. So, you find out, what is under my leg and things. So, he was matching to something. He said he thought it was a toilet roll. I was sitting down. I didn't know. He just picked the 2,000 that I dropped down. The night before. He said, Daddy, hey, Grandpa, this morning, I pick it from the floor now. Then he gave it to me. He said, I thought it was a toilet roll I was matching yesterday evening. May God help you. Children, may God help you. Your parents are saying amen. You are not saying amen. May God help you, boys and girls. You know yourself. Are you a thief? May God have mercy upon you. The boy saw the 2,000. It is possible to pick it and put it in his pocket and go and spend it. But I thank God. I don't have thieves in my home. I tell you. Even the boys that lived with us, they never stole one cover in our house. May God help you, children. You should be able to say amen from the depth of your heart that a boy like yourself could see 2,000 naira and pick it and give it back to the owner. Because that is what he has been taught, that whenever you see anything in the school that taught you, whether biro or pencil or money, even if it is 5 naira, go and give it to the teacher. If the teacher lies, the teacher can spend it. Oh, already bought. But don't take that money and go and buy ice cream. He has been taught that. So the thing is in his heart. So this boy has been stealing 5 good times. This time around, now he was to be jailed. Now he wanted to become a preacher overnight. May God help us. Mama said, that is the trouble with human beings. Whenever we make a promise, we should be able to stand by our promise. Oh my. Brother said, Israel was the same way. When Israel got in trouble, when they got away from God, and when anyone gets away from God, any nation, any people, any church, trouble is in the way. May God help us to stay with our God. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Is that scripture? Call upon him, while he is near. Let the sinner forsake his way. Yes. And the unrighteous, let the sinner forsake his sin. And the unrighteous, his way. That is the word of the living God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. But the Bible says, we should not wait till the time we get into trouble before we begin to seek the Lord. Praise God. But the man said, while you know you have your breath in you now, call upon him. Pray unto him. Seek him now that you don't have any trouble now. When you are at peace with him, I said, but the man said, pray unto God. God help us. Praise God. Alright. The man said, Israel, they did the same thing. Whenever they sinned against God, broken the word of God, then they will now come back to God now and begin to make sacrifices and begin to confess their sin. God is not interested in any sacrifice that is not from the depth of the heart. But the man said they will make sacrifices, they will make burnt offering, they will make peace offering and things like that. He said after God had delivered them now from their enemies, whether the Philistines, whether the Syrians now, then they want to come back to God. God help us. God said that is the way man do his things. God help us. That is in human beings seemingly to do that. Looks like they enjoy coming to the Lord, but it is so quickly forgotten. Why? We have seen the hand of God enough. We now, you cannot say you have not seen the hand of God. Amen? He said, we now, why? We have seen the hand of God enough in this meeting here to remember till the day we die. Haven't you seen the hand of God in miracles? Even in preaching the word of God, haven't you seen the hand of God? Oh yes. May God help us. If we should live another 50 or 100 or 100 years to remember what God has done for us, David later cried out, bind thy testimony or commandments on my bedpost. I will honor thy statutes and all. When he saw the goodness of God, but you know, the psalmist said again that God is our refuge, a very present help in a time of trouble. So it is good to know God. Find God. Get on speaking terms with him. Why there is nothing wrong. Then in the time of trouble is a very present help in the time of trouble. It's a very present help. You see the same God today we are serving. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. May God bless us, church. Let me read this verse. Praise God. Same Psalm in another place. Hallelujah. Before we go to prayer. You should not forget God. Amen. After he has done wonderfully for us. After he has done wonderful, glorious things for us. After he has delivered us from one problem or the other, we should never forget God. Listen. If God was so merciful to forgive a man of his sins and to give him eternal life, he ought to be so reverent before God all the days of his life that he will never turn his feet from God's testimonies. Are you with me? Should always walk upright before God. That is to you and me. But it is just that way. They do it that way. It behooves us all, while we are not in trouble, to seek God. It isn't good to wait till we get in trouble and then seek God. It is better to find him now. Old and young, men and women, boys and girls, it isn't good to wait till we get in trouble and then seek God. It is best to find him now. For it is written that he's a very present help in time of trouble. And ever remain the same. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As I thought on my ways, I turn my feet to thy testimonies. May God bless our soul. No matter how many times the enemy pursue you, our prophet said, Satan will come to you 100 times, he will go back empty 100 times. You believe that? Oh, sure. If he comes 1,000 times, he will go back empty-handed 1,000 times. How many times he comes to you as a child of God, he will go back empty-handed. May God help us, church. As I thought of my ways, I turn my feet to thy testimonies. Praise the Lord. Think of that boy we spoke of now. He stole cars. Not once, not twice, not thrice, five good times. He's caught, he put in jail. They were trying him this time around now. He now wanted the prophet to speak to the church. Baba made the prophet. He said, look, no. I know. Let me just speak to you. Man to man now. One day, judge, you are going to stand before the just judge. Say, but one thing is this. According to your knowledge, you know what to do. You know the right thing to do. So, brothers and sisters, may God help you. May God help me. That in this Christian journey, if you are here, you are not yet giving your life to Christ. Why not do that this evening? while you have the opportunity and you are still in your right senses, to ask God for mercy. Why not do like the prodigal son? The prodigal son, he came to his father. There were two. He came to the father. Father, give me the possession that belongs to me from order to her. They persuaded him, no way. He wanted to go out and enjoy himself. Like many of our children are doing today. Everybody wants to be on his own. Nobody wants to be under control. As some of you are doing today, may God help you. They divided the goods, gave him some part, and he went to another country. He didn't even stay away. He didn't even stay nearby. He went to another country and squandered everything. He lavished it among, you know, used like himself, you know, maybe live with women, all kinds of things, the money. At the end, now he started begging. Nobody cared for him. Started taking care of pigs. The Bible says, with joy he could have been filled, he could have fed, you know, filled his belly with this horse that the hogs were eating, but nobody dare give to him. But one thing is this, grace of God came down. He came to his right senses. What now? My father is rich now. How many hired servants of mine? We eat in the morning, eat in the afternoon, eat in the night, and then we eat and belly full, they even food to be, leftover. I'm suffering here. Passing through, you know, hard times here. I will arise and go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you. Make me one of your higher servants. But when the father saw you afar off, oh, amazing grace. God saw you. God saw me in our condition. Wayward. He brought us to himself. He embraced us. That is what the blood of Calvary did for you and me. Don't let it be too late. You are hearing the gospel all the time. Think on your ways and turn your feet to the testimony of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Has God ever done something wonderful for you? You should never turn grace to disgrace in your life. You should always be thankful unto him all the days of your life. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Let's meditate on these few things. We should always show gratitude unto God. You should not be jealous of your brother. You should not be jealous of your sister. You should not envy your brother. You should not envy your sister. Our heart should be open to one another. When God blesses your brother, when God blesses your sister, you'll be a partaker of the same. Remember that jealousy is of the devil. Envy is of the devil. Why are you eyeing your brother? While Saul was doing all these things, even Jonathan, the very son of Saul himself, his soul was knit to that of David. Any evil that his father planned against David, Jonathan will reveal it. Because he loved the soul of his soul, he loved David as he loved his own soul. That is what God expects from us as God's children. Not to eye one another in unrighteousness. Never to have any evil heart, any evil mind against a child of God. We are admonished to be praying for one another. Preferring one another. That is the Bible injunction. That is message injunction. Remember the very day, the very moment the anointing oil came upon David as Saul was anointed king. The Bible made us to know when David was anointed as king by Prophet Samuel, the Spirit of the living God came upon David. And an evil spirit from God came upon Saul. That was the trouble. When you are envious, when you are jealous, you have an evil spirit from Satan. Think of this thing. One of the preachers was saying here the other time, just few weeks ago, you are selling this, another one is selling this, the same thing you are selling. How do you behave when you see customers coming to the other one? Think on your ways and turn your feet to the word of the living God. God has promised to bless whatever you lay your hands upon, to put his increase upon whatever you lay your hands upon, even to establish the work of your hand. David will cry, say, God, the work of our hands, establish it, O Lord. Where is the jealousy? Where is the envy? Where is the evil thought there coming from? It's of the devil. Whatever God has in plan for you, it will not pass you by. Whatever blessing God has in store for you, will not pass you by. But remember one thing, the blessing of God maketh rich. It does not add no sorrow, no sadness, no anxiety, no worry into it. That is the blessing of the Almighty God. May God help us, church. We are serving a God that can never fail. The Lord is my light. No matter how many hosts of the devil encounter about you, there's no cause to fear. Even when God gave the opportunity for David to kill Saul twice, the first time, he cut his skirt, a piece of his cloth, Saul's cloth. Right there, he could have killed Saul. Ah, people are saying that. Today, God has given your enemy into your hand. But when he cut that piece, his heart smote him that he has done that. Say, far be for me. I will never touch the anointed of God. But remember, too, himself too was anointed. The second time now, God gave them a real deep sleep. Saul and his servants around him. And David went there, removed his spear from his side, went up to the mountain. Brother, what if it is you? God has given your enemy to your hands. What does the scripture say you should do? They say, one of the servants said, I will smite him once, I will not smite him twice. He said, don't do it. He had to stay the hand of one of that servant. And he went up to the mountain and cried. Is that you, my son, David? He said, yes. Are you coming after a dog? Church of the living God, may God help us. Never allow any evil thing to cross your mind. The Holy Ghost will not allow you to have that, to do that. God help us.
Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this privilege to sit again at your feet and learn from you. Thank you for this wonderful word that has gone forth, Lord, with your grace and your anointing as I thought on my ways. We thank you for Saul, the things that we have learned from his life. He has played his part, and Lord, his life was recorded in the scriptures so that we can learn, oh God, Lord, the things that we have made his mistakes, we have made his faults, so that we will not follow after the same example. And we thank you for David, a man after your own heart. The great things you did through him, his life, his attitude towards you, towards your word, towards your services, and towards your people, towards your anointed. Dear Jesus, all these are recorded for our examples that might be able, oh God, to look up unto you for grace. Lord, to follow after that which is right, oh God. May your grace be upon every one of us. May we not be hearers of these things alone. May we be doers of it, oh God. Lord, your prophet have told us that we should not wait, Lord, till the time of trouble before we seek you. May we seek you in the time of peace. Your prophet have told us, oh God, that it is in time of peace that we prepare for war. May nobody, oh God, wait until it is late before they start seeking you, Father. Help us, dear Father. If there be anyone here tonight, oh God, that this thing that have been spoken has smitten their heart, may they find grace in your sight to surrender themselves unto you. Lord, we pray for every one of us, oh God. Lord, that have listened to these things, oh God, we have learned so much from each of them. May they be part and parcel of us. May we, oh God, let these things take us to higher heights and with a closer walk unto you. Let it be eternal, Father. Increase our faith in you. Increase our revelation of your word. We ask, oh God, that these things will not pass us by, oh Father. Thank you, righteous Master. Bless your servant that you have made use of, oh God. Lord, may you, oh God, take him to higher heights, dear Father. Be with us as we go into the prayer session. Inspire and anoint us, oh God. May we pray as we become saints. That at the end of the prayer session, we will rise up, oh God, with faith and confidence in our heart that our petitions have been granted. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
In 180, watching you. All along in the will to the soul's true abode, there's an eye watching you. Every
can't you take this great Isa away? Gaza now,
this is to inform all members of the church musical group that there will be a rehearsal this Saturday, 22nd of July, 2023. It will be the last practice before the convention. Let us all endeavor to come and to come at a good time, so as to have enough time for practice. The starting time for the rehearsal is 2 p.m. props. Thanks, and God bless you all. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we just want to thank you tonight. Lord, we all bow our heads to the doors where you took our bodies from. Lord, it's either at the time of the rapture or when the time you have allotted for us to come home is before the rapture. This same body will return back to the dust, because you said, dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. And your prophet told us that was not spoken of the soul. That is why it's time we come to your house. We come to present ourselves unto you to check up the condition of our souls. Thank you for the ministration of your word again tonight. The doctrines that you have taught us. The reproof, the rebuke, the correction, the instruction, all together unto righteousness, so that the man of God, the woman, the boy, the girl of God, the people of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Your prophet said, we cannot come into your presence and go back the same. He told us, each time we come to your presence, it's either we go back better or we go back worse. But we thank you because we are part and parcel of this program, of this end time. The way you have ordained it, that we as your children, each time we come before your presence, you will feed us with the bread of life. You will correct our ways. You will give us instructions. You will rebuke us and reprove us when necessary, so that we might go back better citizens of your kingdom. Father, may tonight not be an exception. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Master and our God, we thank you for the written requests. Those in our hearts that did we not even measure, thou knowest them. This existing one on the board, Father, all together, we bring them before the throne of mercy again tonight. Lord Jesus, you have taught us. You said, whatsoever things we desire. When we ask such things in prayer, we should believe that we have received what we ask, and then shall what we ask be given and be manifested unto us. That is what we have come to do tonight. Lord, as we be going back home, may we go back with joy and gladness, with your peace that passeth all understanding, with the joy of the Holy Ghost in our souls, that we have the privilege once again to come before our Maker and make known unto him the needs in our lives. Because you have taught us in your word that we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Thank you, our Father. We are going home with expectation, Lord, for the manifestation of the answers to our prayers. You said if we bring our body before the Lord, we should lay down and go away, not carry them back again. May we go back with joy and gladness, with testimonies within our hearts that God have answered our prayers. Until we see the manifestations, Lord, may our testimonies never change. May we never listen to, oh Lord, the whispering of the devil who will want to put unbelief in our hearts, put doubt in our hearts. Help us, raise us higher, oh God, against all his suggestions. Thank you, Father. Bless and replenish your servant that much virtue has left in the course of ministration. By whichever means you brought us, take us back home safely. It's our prayers. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you for this attendance tonight. It is quite encouraging. Your prophet said we should miss work and not miss church. Lord, help us not to be only Sunday believers. May you help us to attend all the services, Lord, because there is no service we attend where your presence will not be felt, where you will not do great things in the lives of your people. Father, just help us, O God. We thank you for those that are already in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for those that are yet to come in. Father, breathe them in, oh Father. Lord Jesus, those already in, may you continue to take them from glory unto glory, Lord. As many as are sick in the body, Lord Jesus, your word says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we were healed. You are the Lord, our God, that healeth all our diseases. Thank you, our Father. You say you wish we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Thank you, our Master. May sicknesses, may diseases, may weaknesses, may whatsoever the enemy has put in the body of your people, may they find a way out of the people, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, our body, our spirit, our souls, all the hungers we place within, as women, as men, Father, may you supernaturally, Lord, service them, Lord. Remove every form of infection. Give us perfect health, Lord. Your children, your prophet said, when we are sick, we cannot put in our best. It's our desire. It's our prayer. It's our expectation that we always put in our best in your services. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. We thank you for our brother, your servant that has been away for the past 3 weeks. Lord Jesus, we have really missed him. Thank you for bringing him back safely. We believe you have used the ministry you gave unto him to bless your body over there. Thank you for bringing him safely. We are very grateful, Lord. May your name be praised, Father. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration for granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked them all with all faith and thanksgiving. In Jesus' most wonderful name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. When we pray, whether you say amen, you don't say amen, God will answer prayers. Believe that this. When Anna came to the altar to pray, how many of the people say amen? Nobody knew what she was doing. Hey! May God help us. Her lips were just shaking until the priest thought she was drunk. He said, hey, how long will you be drunk? He said, don't catch your daughter to be among the women of burial. I have a need and I'm communing with God. Say, God grant your need. Remember, the congregation didn't even know what was happening. So if you don't say amen, God will answer prayers. Amen? But it is our custom, as sons and daughters of God, that when we pray, we say amen. We don't have to be begged. May God help us. Well, when I met Brother George before he traveled for this second phase of his missionary trip, I thought really that I was having 2 Wednesdays and 2 Sundays before my trip. So that was the agreement I entered into with him. But after I find out it is only this Wednesday I have, and only one Sunday I have, which is this coming Sunday. I will not be here on Sunday like I told you before. And the remaining Wednesday and Sunday, one of you has to take it up. I will discuss with him. Amen? Amen? I believe God's children working together. Any spirit that want to split God's children is of the devil. We cannot be playing here, they be playing tape because their pastor has traveled. One of us will go and take Wednesday, take the other Sunday. I don't know. I will confirm when he be coming back. I will let my associate know. Just be in prayers for him. The prophet told us the difference between preaching inside the church and outside. He told us the difference. There is a difference. The church is a place that has been consecrated, dedicated for the services of the Lord. Seemingly, the presence of God is always here. But when you go outside, you are challenging on uncountable demons. And he has not been having it easy. His car will have problems. This will have, but nevertheless, the message must go out. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen. Amen. Please be in prayer for me on the 26th of this month. I believe it for Lagos to fly to Ivory Coast on the 27th. Like I told you before, we are three people that be holding those services in the gathering together of the saints over there. One from Togo, one from Nigeria, one from US. Pray for all of us that all together God will use us as vessels of honor and a blessing to his people. God bless you. And God bless you. But sometimes we have had people fly in plane and the plane didn't reach the destination. It go inside water. Amen. The people that were there that used to be in some plane, they didn't pray for it. I'm not professor. If you hear say the plane that was going to Ivory Coast enter inside the sea, just remove your heart and seek only belief, for all things are possible. Are you following me? We will meet in the rapture. Sometimes when we go this way, they will say, it happens on a daily basis. Olorun ma je ki yawo feyinti sunfun oko igba won yawo ni feyinti sunfun oko Olorun ma je koko feyinti sunfun yawo igba won oni se this is the period of dying. Our people are dying. We know the twins in Labadi. You know them, sir. That identical twin where they were living together is the same block of flat. His dress their wives were using to differentiate them. The wife and the husband will wear the same dress. They are so identical that the women mistake the men as their husbands. One of them has just gone. It's not even up to 70. You think it's up to 70? It can't be up to 70. Kilo Shele, Ori Fomi, Los Hospital, that's all. This place is a place of uncertainty. That is why the prophet said, when you give your life to Christ, he said, don't rest until he fills you with the Holy Ghost. He said, because a time is going to come, you will pray for that Holy Ghost, and it will no longer be found. May that not be your portion. Shall we rise up? You may say, this old man, they have preached before. Are you coming to preach again? I'm not preaching again. After all, the house of the Lord is for preaching. Is that not so? God bless you as you go back home. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Ooh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let the people praise us. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus, the Son. A minute. Brother George Imo has been with me. We went to Dabiri together. We came also together. Is he anywhere in the church? Hello, Brother Georgie. Wow. It's not to be found. It's not. He didn't come in. I just wanted to introduce him. This is not inside. No. Is what? Outside. But Georgie, come inside now. We're introducing you. You stay outside. Come on, brother. God bless you. That is Brother Georgie Mo. We all know him. God bless you. Yeah. You see, that is what we find our prophet was doing. It is not. We are not trying to introduce any new thing. We are just trying to follow the step of William Marlowe Bryan. He used to introduce ministers whenever they come around. God bless you, brother. We are happy to have you around. Blessed be his holy name. Are you too happy to be a son of God? Are you too happy to be a daughter of God? I was saying somewhere. Sorry, I know. Let us close. I'm sorry. I didn't know it has passed. I'm sorry. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Father.